Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
I'm sorry, you guys know each other?
No, I'm
sorry. Sorry, it's about Hal Bach, excuse me. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Hal Bach, who just met Shari Patone. And Shari is the Senior Mobility Manager for the Town of North Hempstead's Services for the Aging. And Shari has been on the radio many times because the tips and the advice she gives is really so important at different times of year. And now, and we were just talking at the break, going into winter, gets darker sooner, cold, ice, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many things, simple things, that we have to be prepared for. Shari, thank you so much for taking the time, as you always do.
Well, thank you for having me. Yes, so in my role as Senior Mobility Manager, I cover a lot of things, one of which is that very busy taxi transportation program,
right.
Which we've talked about so many times, but also to stay safe when you're going out and about in the community, be it driving or somebody who needs help with transitioning from driving, finding out what the options are available. I go out and I do safety presentations to social groups and such where I, you know, to bring a PowerPoint and give graphics and have conversations about scenarios where folks might have difficulty. So there's a staying safe behind the wheel and a pedestrian safety. And then if in the winter time, staying safe in ice and snow. So if anyone is interested in bringing one of those talks to their group, they can call 311. But yes, I did want to address the issue of pedestrian safety first. There was another horrible incident where a pedestrian, unfortunately, passed because of a driver at night. It was about 6:30 in the evening, and in an area where maybe a driver wouldn't expect a crosswalk necessarily, and certainly did not see the driver. We have to assume that. So, you know, even if you are a driver, the minute you leave your car, you're a pedestrian, and you're subject to all those things that, you know, maybe we take for granted the information out there. But first and foremost, you have to take into your own hands the responsibility of being seen. That means wear something light and bright. Buy a jacket that has piping that's reflective, or wear a reflective vest if you're walking a dog.
You see much more of them, many more
yes,
of them.
Yes, because people are now,
at night.
Right. They sell sneakers that have reflective trim. It's passive. That means you put it on and you forget you have it on, but you're safer for it. Go pick up some reflective sticker tape from a 99-cent store or a hardware store. Every hardware store sells it. It's not just important for workers. It's important for us to be seen. The other thing is, don't step out in the road until you make sure a car is stopping for you. Most cars have automatic headlights. They're on. You can see them. Do not assume anyone will stop for you.
I agree.
Because they're distracted, et cetera.
The driver is distracted, but mm-hmm. I have found definitely more and more recently mm-hmm. the pedestrian is crazy. Mm-hmm. They're on a phone
and
they just walk.
Mm-hmm. We saw
and
one the other
so the
night.
The driver has to be very much on top of his game to hit the brake. They just walk out.
Right.
And it's almost comical whether they have a baby in a stroller, they're on the phone.
It's
nobody
terrible.
Checks a light anymore.
It's as if
right.
they're
not
in their
nobody,
own little world.
Yep. Right.
And they're just not paying any attention. I know my mother always said, look both ways before you cross the street.
Yeah.
And it was good advice. But you're right, John. They're just very casual and carefree.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. you know, an automobile can be a deadly weapon. You got to be careful.
Right.
Before you put your flesh and bones out in front of a 2-ton moving yeah. vehicle, you need to make sure that they see you and stop for you. And I said that maybe they just didn't see you because they're distracted. Actually, they don't see you because it's dark and you're not wearing something that you can be seen. Also, yes, most pedestrian deaths happen where a driver doesn't expect someone to be. Think of a long stretch of road in your community where the crossing corners, you have to walk a bit. Nobody wants to walk, But if you're crossing out between cars, it's dimly lit. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of distractions going on the road, cars moving in and out of parking spots, et cetera. You just need to cross where you're expected to be seen, because most deaths happen where they don't expect someone to be.
Right. And also walk towards the traffic. Like when I'm coming home, mm-hmm. I think it's called Bayville or Bates, I'm not sure. But it's dark. Mm-hmm. There's no lights. Mm. And all of a sudden you see somebody on your right-hand side walking. He doesn't see me coming, or he's not paying attention. At least I didn't see him till the very end, because they're all in black. Mm. Whereas at least if he was walking towards me, mm-hmm. he'd see me. Even if it was head down, all of a sudden there's a car coming. You're right, the lights are on at least.
So there is an issue in some towns that are observant, that that people walk to their houses of worship.
Right.
And there's no sidewalks, unfortunately. So, yes, if you walk facing traffic, it's so that you could yourself step out of the way if you see a car coming.
Right.
And people should not be walking in a line straight across so they can walk shoulder to shoulder. That's unsafe.
Right, that's...
But that happens, too. So, you know, if one is uncomfortable with running into that situation, then maybe they should think about, as a driver, maybe either looking out more carefully, getting their eyeglasses checked to make sure they have glare reduction, or just avoid driving at night, because the reality is you can't control what a pedestrian will do.
That's true, too.
We're not going to reach everybody, unfortunately, to get the message out. And there's always young people that don't listen. So if you're not comfortable with your sight, take measures to correct that. With glasses, with glare, keeping your car clean, your windshield clean to help see better at night. But as a pedestrian, you have to be aware we all share these roads together. You know, a nice walk home could just be a devastating end. And it's so simple to follow those basics. Look both ways, be aware of yourself, et cetera.
It's going back to what Deborah was saying earlier, too. What we're talking about is simple.
Mm-hmm.
Just
simple
use
stuff.
Your head a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Just,
it's common sense.
Right, common sense. Thank you, Al.
Right. Being alert. You're not on the road to, you know, play with your phone and text while you're walking, just like you can't text
God,
while driving.
Do I see this every day?
Yeah.
People walking around, looking at the phone, paying absolutely no attention to their surroundings, whether there's cars coming or there's obstacles in their way. They're just looking at their phone. You know, there's a time and a place for everything.
Right, I agree.
You can find another time to look at your phone when you're out there in the street, crossing the street, or in a supermarket, or wherever you are. Take the time to look where you're going.
Right.
You know, it's a simple thing.
Right. I saw somebody riding a bike. It was two people riding their bike, and the second one, two separate bikes, was completely not looking
up.
On the
phone?
On the phone, not looking up, probably using the friend. I couldn't believe you're riding a bike and texting. How is that possible?
That's a whole societal thing, because what is so important? 10 years ago, you know, we waited until you got home, and you might have a voicemail. And 10 years before that, you didn't even have a voicemail. If you weren't home, you didn't get the message.
Right.
Now, everything is instantaneous.
Right.
That it's amazing how it just happens. And unfortunate society, so we have to be... You know, a little just more aware of how things are.
Right. So I did also want to speak about the approach to a winter situation, preparing for a storm. How much time do we go?
Are we going? Oh, fine. We're fine.
Okay, good.
No, this is very important. So.
Yes. So not only when you head out to drive or if you're going for a walk, but you have to have the proper state of mind. If you can't head out in a rush or when you're upset. You have to be aware that as a driver, your entire focus, your responsibility as a driver is to have that consciousness of safety and your surroundings. And you can't sit at a corner and be looking at your phone and say, oh, I wasn't texting or looking at the phone while driving. It has to be a way. You have to be aware.
Right.
There's an approaching school bus. They can't put on the brakes and stop as fast as a car. You know, so just be aware of that. When you turn, are you going to be blocked? Could there be a situation where it's dangerous for you or for somebody else around you? So I do have some tips that were published previously, and when I go out and speak, I share them. I'm just going to run through some important ones. that maybe weren't covered by prior guest.
Well, we weren't talking too much driving, to be honest with you. We were talking more the house and just
packages. But I did hear about a kit and being ready. Right. So, of course, the decision to stay or go is first and foremost. If you storms are forecasted. It's all predicted. Right. You hear about it, unless you are without radio or TV. You know it's coming. So it's the run on the bread is actually a good thing.
That means
everyone's preparing. We're doing what we're supposed to do, keeping the tank full, having a charger, a phone charger in the car. I think we all learned from this last storm. 2 inches was less than
right, nothing,
an inch
nothing,
here on Long
right,
Island.
It's supposed to be nothing.
And we shut down. I heard yesterday on TV that New York City Council had a meeting, and out of it they said that 2 inches or more they're going to storm mode, which is good because they're helping people to prepare themselves as well. Not just to put salt on the road in their storm mode, but a minute they say storm mode, get ready. So tune up your car before you head out. Make sure that you got the wiper fluid. Put all those items that the kit that you discussed before, the scraper, the brush, a lightweight shovel for when you're in a parking lot, put it in the back seat of your car because very often the trunk is frozen shut or covered itself with snow if you have a regular car.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
But I'm going to take a break on that one point. Yeah. The trunk can be frozen. I didn't even think of that. You're right, though, because sometimes you smash in the thing and you're not going to ruin your car. Have the shovel in the back seat in the wintertime.
Again, it's common sense.
Excuse me, but I didn't know. Anyway, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.